You're listening to episode number 1898 of the Who Cares News from Monday, February 1st, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Hi-de-ho, good neighbor.
So here we are on this Monday morning, ready to get started with a brand new month, as a matter of fact.
Oh, my goodness.
First of February.
Well, January came in with a bang.
And went out with a, well.
So maybe, see, I'm still holding out hope for 2021.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe February, in its shortness, will be gentle.
Please be gentle with us, February.
I mean, it has Valentine's Day in it.
That's right. Time for some random facts.
Random facts, random facts, random facts, random facts.
The producers of Gone with the Wind were fined $5,000 for using the word damn in the movie. $5,000.
Yeah.
I guess that was a big thing back
then. Wow.
That was a lot of money, I guess.
I read the book.
Yeah.
Wow.
You've seen the movie. You read the book. You've seen the movie.
The language is definitely in the book.
Right. So they
I learned a lot of words as a sixth
that.
Grader.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. We read it when we were kids.
No, I just read it because I wanted to.
And you learn a lot about racism, too. It's illegal in France to name a pig Napoleon. I get that. You get that, right?
I get
in
that.
In France, okay.
Uh-huh.
The mood ring.
Funny, but
and the thigh master were invented by the same guy.
Wow.
Yeah. And he happens to be one of the heirs to the R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company, Joshua Reynolds.
Wow.
Oh, my God. The thigh master. You know, Suzanne Summers is still around. That's what the first thing that comes to mind about her.
Hey, I kept her going with some money.
There you go.
Yeah.
Destiny's Child was originally called Girls Time, T-Y-M-E.
Oh, no.
Time, and had 6 members, not 3.
What happened to the other 3?
I don't know. Doesn't say. This is just a fact. It's
they put him
down.
On a timeout, and never brought them back.
I see what you did there, girls. Timeout. All right. Trick birthday candles that reignite after you blow them out have been illegal in Canada since 1977, and I would imagine they're soon to be illegal here in the United States. I'm pretty sure birthday candles are going to be illegal all the way around.
I wonder why the trick candles are illegal.
Well, I don't know. Well, you just keep blowing them. Anyway, there you go. Some random facts for today. Time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
Sources working on the 7th and latest installment of Mission Impossible movie franchise are complaining that Mr. Cruise is continuing to be a freaking nightmare.
I believe that.
And that's not all.
Can you imagine him like just jumping up and down on the couch in his dressing trailer? Guys, knock it off. Just knock it off. One more time. You're out of here.
You know what Tom needs?
Hmm.
He needs one of those damn it dolls that you have.
Oh, I have one right here.
Yes.
Right here.
Yep.
That's what that sounds like. That's me banging a damn it doll against them.
Yeah, you can slam that puppy. Maybe he needs some anger management.
But you know what, though?
Huh?
Look at this. I took the tag off, and the fluff comes out where the tag was. I know,
oh,
right?
You were not careful. You need to be careful with
it. It's a damn it doll. It's not supposed to come apart. So send it back.
Well, they're going to say, but you took the tag off and ruined it.
Under penalty of law, do not remove this tag. Ay-ay-ay.
Production has moved.
It's moved?
Yes.
From
the UK.
Oh, that's where it was.
To the United Arab Emirates.
Okay, I can see that. Change of location, right on. Yeah, they got
to
do that.
So crews are worried that when they'll ever get to go home.
Oh.
Yeah.
Given
that direct flights between the Middle East and the UK are now being banned even after a return flight home under current red list restrictions.
Yeah.
So all travelers from the UAE to the UK will be required to self-isolate for 10 days.
This is tough. I mean, this is very tough.
But here's the kicker.
Oh, there's a kicker. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All
there's
right.
a kicker.
Okay.
Tom reportedly, I'm sorry, Mr. Cruise.
Mr. Cruise.
Tommy reportedly purchased robots
on a first name basis
to police crew breaking COVID restrictions.
Ah, gotcha.
And is being a hard ass on crew following protocols.
You know, it's like having a robot follow you around while you're shooting a movie.
You know, I get, being...
But a robot? I mean, do you got one of those little Osimo robots from Honda following you or Sony, whatever it is? You've broken protocol. Tom Cruise will be alerted. You've broken protocol.
What happens if they're caught?
Well, I guess they get fired. I mean, what else would you do?
I mean, I get the whole you need to be... Here's what I don't get.
All right, what don't you get?
You're being paid to be on this production crew.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How hard is it to follow the protocol?
Well, that's true. I mean, well, what is the protocol? It's wear a mask.
Probably wear a mask.
Wear a mask. Sanitize your hands. And social distance, right.
Do you think that the production crew might just be messing with them?
I think at some point they probably are. Going like, you can't do without all of us. Right?
Well, the 60-second commercial for Uber Eats will air during next weekend's big game featuring Mike Myers and Dana Carvey.
What? Wait, what? Yeah. What? Don't say it. Wayne's World. Party time. Uber Eats. Excellent. Now, I love the Uber Eats commercials that are on right now with Patrick Stewart. That's Sir Patrick to you. Ooh! And Mark Hamill. I love those.
They are fun. They
and
are
Simone
funny.
Biles. And I don't know who the guy is that does the
gymnastics.
But actually, he can do gymnastics. So I don't know.
Well, except when she says, are you wearing my leotard?
Well, that was kind of gross.
Uber Eats released a 30-second teaser video for the commercial.
Yeah?
Yes, because they have teasers.
They do that now.
Hey, we're back. 2020, man, that was a great year. Not, Wayne says. Yeah, it really sucked, he adds. As Gar says, it sucked, donkey. Then Mike says, we just wanted to say we'll see you soon for the game, which for legal reasons cannot be named. And then Dana says, we'll see you on the big bowl before
the
Mike
big
adds.
Bowl.
The gigantic bowl.
The gigantic bowl. I love it. Uber Eats. Good. Well, at least there's that should be a decent commercial because the Super Bowl commercials have been so.
Yeah, but then. No. Some of them pulled out to give money to COVID relief, which
fine.
Makes everybody else
that's
look
fine.
Like money grabbing. But
Uber Eats is probably going to be the one thing that saves Uber. That should be my next job. I could use to get a job. Follow me on this one.
Okay, I'm with you.
I could be
you.
An
okay.
Uber Eats driver, and I could deliver food to Halle Berry. No.
I felt tired all of a sudden.
I think that would be a great thing. Miss Berry, I've got your food, your orders here.
What if she uses DoorDash?
Go ahead.
Another one?
Burst my freaking
DoorDash.
Bubble. Burst my Grub freaking Hub. Bubble. That's what you're here for.
That's why I'm here.
Anyway. Well, that's going to do it for us today. Have yourself a great day. See you tomorrow, Ann.
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.